The Chinese button game.
Did you ever play Chinese button?
I played Chinese Burns.
I played Chinese button. I had some of the, most witty and cutting edge friends. We keep it to ourselves, of course, last night. And we played the Chinese button game, which is a wonderful thing. Do you want to play it now?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, Chinese button.
What are the rules?
There are no rules. It is a dilemma. I'm sure everyone out there is going, wow, yes, of course, the Chinese button game. And this is, you go around the room, and what you do is this. There is a button in front of you, right?
Okay.
Let's say it's on the top of that small pumpkin you keep bringing in.
Yeah.
Okay,
so there we'll talk about that later.
Halloween. There we go. Yeah, so there's the pumpkin. That, the top of that, you see the stalk?
Yes.
That's a button.
Right.
If you push that button, right, a man in China will drop down dead, right? You'll never, ever be brought to bear any consequences on you about this. You'll never hear it. You'll never even know his name. But he'll drop down dead. And the next day, you'll be given £2 million. If you push that button, fella in China,
right,
you're never going to know his name.
Yeah, okay.
You'll never know anything about it.
Okay,
he'll drop down
he's dead. And
he will drop down dead
button.
If you press that button. And the next day, you'll get £2 million. Would you press the button?
No.
Yes.
You'd press the button,
yeah?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you press the button?
You're never going to know. Really pompous, but I wouldn't want to be responsible for anyone's death.
But nobody would bring you to book for it.
It's in China.
Over there?
I wouldn't do it. No. Couldn't live with myself.
I mean, somebody was saying last night, look, on average, 326,000 people, I believe, die in China every day, just for one reason or another. Who's going to know if it's your guy? Who's going to... Who
but
knows?
If
he may have died anyway.
That someone's going to die somewhere, then I have to
would
say
you
no.
Push the Chinese button?
No.
£2 million?
No, not even for 3 million.
You'll never know about it?
No.
Alice wouldn't, Andy Darling would.
I would, because I'm not bothered. No, but I've got another version of that. Another version of that, right? I want
nobody last night said that. That's crystallised my thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
I've tied myself in knots. I was kind of like Alfred Camel at one point.
Did you press the button?
Well, you see, yeah, because I believe in, you know, I'm a great believer that somebody would have died anyway. Who's to know if it's my guy? I don't know.
I don't know.
You see, we can get sentimental
very
and think
nice.
Of someone in front of
us.
I didn't use that phrase.
Because I think the notion of the conscious stroke superego is overrated.